the time of day when the sun disappears at night?
It's 7 something.
Well, look at what you see, boy.
Do you call that any special?
No.
You say if
you're coming down, what we all call it. Well, the day's length, 13 something. 32 by 13 hours and 2 minutes. Sun rises this morning at 5:19. Sets at 6:51. Moon rises in the morning at 4:31.
Is that your fishing calendar?
Nah, my fishing calendar is Monday night. All these fishing calendars tell you Friday's the day to fish. I think the best day to fish Friday is when catching them when they're biting.
Yep. If we're going to tell time and we're going to go back to the Sunday that's just passed and go on back another week, what do you call that?
Oh, now wait a minute.
That's the Sunday that's just passed and 1 week beyond that.
What did you say? What time was it? What do you mean? What time of day or what time of week?
Well, let's say something happened then. Somebody said, when did it happen?
You'd
say
it was a week ago.
And if we're going to go the other way and we'll say it will happen, then we go to the Sunday that's yet to come and go a week beyond
that. That'd be next Sunday.
Well, and a week.
A week from Sunday, we'd say.
Any special term for a period of 2 weeks?
Fortnight.
And let's see, Thursday is today, Friday is
tomorrow.
When you used to wear a vest, what did you carry in your pocket over here?
Oh, that's a military secret. I don't think they ever carried a handkerchief in there. I'll tell you what I did used to carry in there once in a while. Me and old boys would buy some of these. Did you ever see them old Virginia cheroots?
Yeah.
That curly-headed nigger on three of them for a dime?
No, haven't seen that.
Well, we'd smoke a few of them once in a while. But we never smoked no cigarettes. Cigars. God, them old cheroots are strong, though. Old Virginia cheroots, 3 for a dime.
What did you have on the end of your watch chain?
Well, fob.
What was on the other end?
Huh?
What was on the other end?
Oh, I don't know. That's a roll. I don't know what you call them things, hardly.
Did you carry a watch in your pocket?
Yeah.
On a vest?
I never wore a watch and I wore a vest. I didn't fool with it. You know, for a long time, up to about 10 years ago, a watch wouldn't run on me.
Is that right?
It might run a day or two, but it wouldn't run long, so it would show or stop and there wouldn't be nothing the matter with it. It wouldn't run on me.
It's getting magnetized, huh?
That's right.
Huh. Did you get a watch, finally?
Oh yeah, I've got this one and I got another good in it.
Silver?
No, that's a gold watch. It's been in the old family for about as old as I am. And son-in-law brought me this one. And I said, well, I believe I'll like it. The figures on it a little better than the other one.
Oh, those are dandy.
I believe I'll take it. Now, I had the prettiest little watch that I hold there was a Swiss watch. Gold hands and gold letter figures and everything. And there was a working broom going, had a whole bunch of hands there, and this little boy there was into everything. And he got that watch out of the trunk. He went out and beat it old in pieces with a rock.
Oh.
And I wouldn't take for that watch. It is a pretty little booger.
Made you sick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. That would have made his little butt warm if he'd been He wasn't nothing to me.
Did they do anything to him?
No.